'tis the season for holiday entertaining. That time of year when we open our homes to family and friends and want to serve them something warm, welcoming, and delicious. Here and Now resident chef, and for this season, party planner Kathy Gunst is here to help. Kathy, welcome as always.
Hello, Magna.
Well, let's start off with maybe what some people worry about with holiday entertaining, and that is that you have to do a lot of cooking and entertaining, and maybe you yourself won't have such a good time.
The problem, I think, is that people worry about everything, and they psych themselves out so much that they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to bring it back to just the table and simple food. And just hanging out with people that you love or maybe like or maybe are related to or maybe all of those things.
Okay, so I'm glad to hear that we don't have to be domestic divas here for a great holiday
party.
Well,
that's part of the problem is that we see all these visions of perfection on TV and in magazines and we think, no way, my house is a mess. But here's the thing. The whole key to this is being organized. So you want to pick dishes that don't require last-minute cooking. Maybe one or two things have to be done when people are there, but the best kind of entertaining is a dish that you can make a day or two ahead of time. So that night, what are you doing? You're reheating. You can handle that, right?
I can totally handle
that. Yeah, okay. So there's not a lot of last-minute prep. That will make you more present. This also sounds neurotic, but this is really helpful. Get everything ready, as in, what are you going to serve that salad on? What are you going to toss it with? What are you going to put those cheeses on? You want to take all those plates out, and it does. It sounds like crazy, kind of like, oh, wow, that's like really weird, but it's not, because at the last minute, when you can't find the special knife that cuts your cheese or the things that tosses your salad, it can make you crazy and take you away from why you had friends over, which was to be with them, not to be the perfect host or hostess. Another tip, even though I'm going to give you some great foolproof recipes, this is not a great time to start experimenting. This is not the first time to make pate or, oh, a souffle would be cool. I've never done one. Not really the best time, unless it's just a great group of trusted friends and you're all going to laugh if and when a disaster happens. But you really want to, this is the tried and true time. This is the comfort foods. It's holiday time. You want to rely on things that you know are going to work.
Wow.
Okay. And that you know your skill set is up to. Let's be honest about that. If you only cook 4 days of the year, let's take this real slow. And I would encourage you to cook at least 14 days of the year, and we'll build it up from there. But there's a bunch of different ways to entertain.
Okay, so give yourself the gift of realism. I love that.
I like that.
But let's talk about some stuff specifically regarding, say, a holiday open house where a bunch of people are coming in and out all day long, wonderful food, maybe some drinks. What would you suggest?
Yeah, an open house is a really popular way of entertaining this time of year. It's kind of like come between 1 and 5, so the timing's loose. It's not a sit-down meal. You maybe invite more people than you can handle, but you figure there's like a flow of people. I like to do what my daughter calls half homemade, where you buy some quality ingredients and then you make some things. So maybe you get some beautiful smoked salmon, you have some bagels, some capers, some onions, and then you get some cream cheese and you make up different mixtures, one with scallions and lemon zest, one with roasted nuts, beautiful cheese platters. How do you make that different? Really nice herbal honeys, dried fruit, preserves, figure lemon preserves. Just great way of taking normal food and elevating it a little. And then keep it really simple for dessert. You could have some fabulous chocolates. And then I love this time of year, pears are gorgeous, very seasonal fruit. I love poaching them in champagne, very celebratory, or leftover wine from a holiday party with some really wonderful spices like cinnamon. And you just poach it and they're done and you let them sit overnight and they're in this delicious, sweet champagne-y syrup. You will have a good open house. Trust me.
That sounds wonderful. What about, say, for something smaller and more of a sit-down kind of meal, like a holiday dinner party with family and friends?
Okay, well, the holiday dinner party is here to stay, I hope. My favorite, whether it's your family, your extended family, or just a group of friends. What you really want to do is you want to have a centerpiece dish. You want to cook one dish. And as I mentioned, you want it to be something that can be done ahead of time. One of my favorites for this time of year is, it's a take on a coq au vin, the French chicken with red wine. And in this chicken stew, I use baby onions and winter mushrooms and lots of red wine. And I'm telling you something, if you make it 2 days ahead of time, it will be superb. So you maybe you make it on Sunday and then you have it on Christmas Eve, or you have it whenever you're going to do it over this holiday season. But the work is done. And then you get a beautiful crusty bread and maybe some parsley, potatoes, nothing fancy, and a green salad, and you buy a chocolate tart from the store, and then you've got this gorgeous main course, but it's a beautiful dinner party, and you haven't gone nuts. Don't go nuts.
Don't go nuts.
Don't add nuts.
We're talking about holiday entertaining with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. You're listening to Here and Now. Well, we talked about parties and open houses, but what about, you know, just an intimate dinner with someone special, a one-on-one?
Yeah, that's kind of the best, yeah. Right? It's just you and that person. You know, the biggest cliche when you think of dinner for two is maybe oysters on the half shell, but I like cliches. But instead of just raw oysters, how about sprinkling it with pomegranate seeds and grated ginger and lemon juice? Or, again, the idea being you make one special dish, a winter chowder. We're in New England. We're big on chowders. But all across the country and the world, people love chowders. I made for you.
Oh, yes. It's been sitting
it's
here.
It's sitting here. It's probably
teasing
cold.
Me.
This is a haddock and shrimp and Jerusalem artichoke chowder.
Wow.
Now, Jerusalem artichokes are also very seasonal right now. They're crunchy like water chestnuts, and they add a sweetness to the chowder that makes it really different. And people have a bite. Oh, good chowder. And then they're like, whoa, what is this? So
right.
Very dimensional.
Let me see if I have that. Whoa. And I have to say, it smells absolutely delicious.
And I quickly want to say that this year, I normally make this with Maine shrimp. And this year, there is no Maine shrimp season. It's been canceled. So I used regular shrimp cut up. And do you taste the sweetness and that crunchy?
It is delicious.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, my goodness.
So again, a winter salad, maybe with arugula and tangerine sections and some crusty bread. And if you started with those oysters, I think your dinner for two is going to be pretty lovely.
I'm hearing that you can't really go wrong with comfort food.
Well, it is winter,
yeah.
And we do crave that. And the holidays, I personally don't want to try cutting-edge food at the holidays. I want that traditional sense of dishes that are tried and true.
And finally, Kathy, do you have any more tips for would-be entertainers, even first-time entertainers?
Yes, I do. I mean, we can go back to that. Choose recipes that are doable for you. Don't feel that you have to make everything homemade. And feel free to reach out to your friends. That potluck notion, you don't have to do a whole potluck party. But if you have a friend who's a great baker, don't worry about saying to your cousin or your best friend, how about you bring dessert? That would really make things easier for me. And then you get to focus on your people.
Come out of the kitchen and be with the people that you love.
Absolutely. Or invite them all into the kitchen. Just make sure you're hanging out.
The true center of the house. Well, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, Seasonally Inspired Recipes. And we've got some recipes that Kathy talked about today at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much as always. And I'm just going to get back to this chowder.
Get back to your chowder. Happy holidays.
There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings. ICABoston.org.